Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Ferraro from Ismailia Shriners joins us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line to talk about the Festival of Trees, which gets underway this morning and it runs through the weekend. Mike, tell us a little bit about what the event is.
So the Festival of Trees is a fundraising event for the Ismailia Shriners where we raffle off fully decorated Christmas trees complete with presents. So if you put your raffle ticket in a little candy cane in front of the tree and your number is drawn on Sunday afternoon, you win the tree, everything on it, and everything under it.
I really like the idea of that. What are the themes of the trees? Are there any special ones, anything maybe like sports-related or pop culture-related, anything like that?
Yeah, we have two Buffalo Bills trees that were donated. We also have a tree full of Craftsman tools and a rolling toolbox and some other tools on there. We have another tree that was donated by another company that is $500 in cash and an overnight stay at Russell's. We have one that has $500 worth of restaurant gift cards on it. And Robertson and Bach Jewelers in West Seneca also donated a tree, and that has a $500 worth of jewelry gift cards on it. There's also a table that was donated by an Amish family down in the Conowongo Valley.
How many years have you guys been doing the Festival of Trees?
This is our fifth year.
And what impact have you seen on the community in that time?
Well, the goal of Shriners is to provide low-cost health care to kids. No-cost health care to kids. So if you can't afford to have a prosthetic limb done, or you have spina bifida, you have cleft lip and palate, it's something that we can repair at one of our hospitals at no cost to the family. And this fundraiser helps us to service our community and get, have the facility here in Buffalo.
That's very awesome. Now, you also did another weekend. Last weekend would have been November 22nd through the 24th. How did it go then? How was the turnout?
The turnout was exceptionally well. We raised a little bit of money, a little bit more than last year, and we're hoping to do better this weekend.
You mentioned the raffle tickets, of course, if you want to win those trees and the prizes. How do folks go about getting those tickets?
They come into the building on Friday morning. We open at 10 o'clock. We have a family four-pack, so it's $20, and it gets you 30 tickets, and it gets you entry for two adults and two kids. And then if you want to buy more tickets, they are 10 tickets for $5. And we also have a basket raffle and a vendor and craft market going on as well.
It being the holiday season, of course, and you're really giving back to those who need it most. How gratifying is it to help, especially children that really need the care?
Oh, it's awesome helping children. You know, the smile on their face. One of the things I could say about Shriners Hospitals is when we bring a child in there, there's a lot of laughter in the hospital, which you don't hear in a lot of hospitals. And we do have a lot of our Shrine patients that do come back and visit. As a matter of fact, we have a young man named Anthony who's been volunteering the last 2 days who has spina bifida, and he was one of our Shrine patients when he was a little boy, and now he's in his 20s, and he comes back and helps, and he anticipates becoming a Shriner here in the not-too-distant future.
That's incredible. One more for you here. Just tell us where can folks check you out? What's the address, and what are the times?
The address is 1600 Southwestern Boulevard in West Seneca, New York. We are right next to the South Towns YMCA. The hours are Friday and Saturday from 10 until 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10 until 3. And we will have Santa Claus there 11 to 5 on Friday and Saturday and 11 to 3 on Sunday.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for your time, and have a great holiday.
Thanks, you as well.